I don't like graffiti. I love street art and murals, but as far as just graffiti goes, it is, it's the number one economic train derailer in any town or any city. People don't, they see graffiti, businesses don't want to move in, people want to move out. And it's the number one eyesore. It's in your face. It's in your face.
You're pretty passionate about graffiti, I can tell.
Yeah.
Tell me about your graffiti program.
Well, here in the city of Springfield.
When did it start?
The program started back in 2004 when I came on, when I was hired on by the city. I work out of the Office of Housing, and there was an opening for graffiti remediation in their plan. So I've been doing that for almost 9 years now. What we do is we offer a one-time courtesy cleaning for businesses and homeowners, and then they have to take care of their buildings usually by the, you know, after that. But wherever there's graffiti, we go and we take it off.
What's wrong with graffiti?
Well, graffiti sends a negative message. And people, you know, see graffiti, they don't want to go in the neighborhoods. Properties, values go down. And it's just a negative sign out there that people just don't care. Now, there's a difference between graffiti and street art. All the time you talk about street art. And I've worked with the street artists in Springfield. We've done several murals, which is a beautiful thing. But the graffiti, the gang graffiti, and the sophomores, what I call sophomore, the stupid graffiti that people just spray all over the place, it's not only an eyesore, but it is a...
Is there a lot of graffiti in Springfield?
There's not, Springfield consists of 32 miles in an area. So as far as, is there a lot of graffiti? In some spots there is some more than others. But on the whole, since 2004 when I started, I think we've probably brought that down from anywhere from 20 to 30% reduction in graffiti. So, you know, I mean, it's always gonna be there. But the thing is, as soon as you catch it and get rid of it, that's usually when you, it's all timing. If you get it off, they'll come back maybe once or twice, and after that they give up because they know it's not going to stay there.
Do you try to find out who's doing the graffiti and get them arrested? What do you do at this point?
Unfortunately, in the last 7 years that I've been doing it, or 8 years I've been doing it, there's only been one case where they did apprehend a guy, and he did 80 hours community service with me.
He did 8 hours of community service. 80 hours of community service with you, cleaning graffiti.
Remediating graffiti, yes, yes.
So that was good punishment, I guess.
Yes, well. Yeah.
Is graffiti difficult to remove?
Well, it can be. There's a lot of porous, granite. Some of the rocks or granite's really hard. Some of the marble is hard. But usually it's brick, and I have a power washer that I take, and I use a high-powered washer. And I use a substance called elephant snot, and that's the name.
Excuse me?
It's called elephant snot. It was invented by a husband and wife from Minneapolis, Minnesota. They were retired chemistry teachers, and they sell this product called elephantsnot.com. You can look it up, and everybody uses it. All the big metropolitans use it. And I apply that, wait a few minutes, and I power wash it off. And it's biodegradable. It meets all the EPA standards. And then paint over. If I match the paint and paint them over, paint over. They call me AKA the eraser.